I know your last name, Sada, but I can't think of the last name.
Z-A-R-I-C-K. Z like the
zebra. Didn't we already?
A-R-I-C-K.
Dream work. This is the beginning of the dream. Okay, clear out the spirits of that dream and now invoke the intention and everything else. All the gods and goddesses and everything else. Okay.
After that, Maharaj,
yeah, especially Guru.
The Guru.
Baba. Baba has a lot to do with our success.
Absolutely. So my dream was, I was in the ashram, I was in charge of the kitchen, and Uber Sena comes in and he wanted...
Slow down, please. I am in charge.
You're in charge.
Kitchen.
Of the kitchen.
And you said ashram.
Yeah.
Is it the Atmanidhi ashram, kitchen?
Yeah.
Annapurna?
Annapurna, yeah.
Okay. And Ugrasena?
Ugrasena.
I know him.
Yeah.
Ugrasena came in?
Yeah, came in. And he wants to put blue cheese in the lunch.
Blue cheese?
Blue cheese, yeah. So that everyone will be happy. But the blue cheese is moldy.
Is the blue cheese supposed to be moldy?
Treat.
You say, but the blue cheese is moldy.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like fuzz on the top.
Did he see this?
He says, doesn't matter, it's going to have a good taste and people will like me.
People will like me.
You like me?
You'll like me because cheese. I gave him the blue cheese and gave him a new taste.
Bill Moldy, Bill says so. And Ugrasena says, mold is good?
No, he says it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It'll have a good taste and people will like me.
It's funny.
So I said to him, I said, well, I have to ask Guru Mai. He says, it doesn't matter what Guru Mai thinks, I'm in charge.
Oh, I like this. Good taste and people will like me.
Yeah.
Who's in charge? Uber Sena is in charge.
Yeah, that's what he says.
You were in charge and now he's in charge.
Okay, now hold on a second. Wait a second. So you said, I mean, he said it will have a good taste and people will like me.
Right.
And Bill said,
it's moldy.
No, but you already said that.
You said something about Guru Mai.
Yeah. Oh, I said, we'll have to ask Guru Mai because he was trying to, he was saying he's in charge.
Okay.
Because he's a, you know, whatever, management or.
Bill said, I will have to ask Guru Mai, or we
yeah.
will.
I said, I have to ask Guru Mai before I put moldy cheese in the sense of food. Get everybody sick.
I have to ask Guru Mai first.
Yeah.
Anything else did you say to
him? Yeah, and then he said, no, I'm in charge.
You don't have to.
He said, no, you don't. He says, I'm in charge, so you just have to do it.
Okay, and then what?
So I tell Guru Mai that, you know, that Ugrasena wants to put moldy cheese in it. He says, what is this guy doing? He just wants people to like him. And
just a minute, I tell Guru Mai.
Yeah.
And she says what?
That Ugrasena, he just wants people to like him. And then everybody blames me for getting sick.
You mean Burumaisa?
Yeah.
Everybody blames her.
For getting sick. People don't realize that their actions are all reflected on me.
And then what happened?
Then she fires Ugrasena.
She fires him?
Yeah.
Wow, this is like a movie.
And then what happened?
That was the end of it.
Woke up in a cold sweat.
He didn't. He's a Virgo. He didn't end up with a goddamn cold sweat. He got exactly what he wanted. He just kept pushing until he got what he wanted, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That kind of.
Okay. He just wants people to like him. And then what did you say?
People don't realize that their actions are reflected upon me.
What are your signs? Sun, moon?
Just a second. Hold on a second, please. I need to get this down. And I need to keep Sahadeth in the spirit of this dream. He's a Virgo. He's a Virgo. And right now, at this point, all we need to know is
okay, is
all of that. Because you can tell that this guy's in command of the whole scene there. And he's in command of Guru Mai too. As a matter of fact, he got Guru Mai to say what he wanted her to say.
Yeah. Wow.
She wasn't talking for her own self. She was talking out of him. Yeah.
And what does a Virgo has to do with it? What is a Virgo?
It has to do with the way he thinks.
And how's that?
That he says that...
He's in charge?
That we're not going to put... blue cheese in the lunch because I don't care whether people like me or not. I just want that lunch to be the way that it's supposed to be. There's one way to make the lunch. It's my way and that's it. I don't want anybody else to have anything else to do with how the lunch is made. And if the people don't like the lunch, well, that's their tough shit. I'm in charge of making the lunch and this is the way we're going to have it.
That's Virgo.
That's what a Virgo is. There's only one way to do it, and I know what that way is.
Oh,
and anybody else
better write that down.
And I just point my finger to the highway.
You know, my way or the highway. That's what it is. That's the summation.
Wow, that's very valuable.
The mafia don. He's a mafia don. He's got this thing down here. Ugrasena was actually somebody who. What was his position?
Manager.
He was a manager, right?
He was in control of something.
But the thing of it is he's the manager that oversees the Atmanidhi, right?
Right.
He wasn't the Anugraha manager.
No.
He was the Atmanidhi manager.
Right.
But the Atmanidhi manager doesn't tell the
kitchen manager,
the Annapurna manager, what to do. He puts the Annapurna manager in there so that he won't have to be bothered with what goes on there.
Right.
He puts him there, and that's his domain. Okay. All right. So now, when he came in there and said, I want to put blue cheese in the lunch, were you aware that he was the manager of the place? Were you looking at him as your boss? Or were you looking at him as the one who hired you, you know, and put you in that position? Or are you looking at him as a peer of yours, who you can say to, you know what, just get out of here. This is my realm of authority.
What was your position?
I was in charge of the kitchen.
He's in charge of the kitchen, And Ugrasena is in charge of that section. So he's actually Sahadev's boss. In order for Sahadev to be put in as the manager of the kitchen, Ugrasena has to approve it because he's the overseer for that whole area. Uh-huh. Yeah. So Ugrasena has to go to meetings with... Sahadev has to go to meetings with Ugrasena. However often they have to have meetings. And Ugrasena says, you know, this is going on and that's going on, and I would like to see it done this way and that way and the other way. But they do that in meetings. It isn't that he comes in while you're making lunches and says, I want this here moldy blue cheese to go into the lunches, right?
Not usually.
Yeah, okay.
It's an unusual situation.
But in this case, he did, okay.
Oh, wait a minute, Rand. Your original question still seems valid about your relationship with Ugrasena in the dream. Was he, did you
yeah,
see
he
him
is,
as your,
he is, he is
You see him as a boss.
He is a boss, yeah. Okay.
Do you know that he's the boss?
Yeah.
In the dream?
Yeah. But I don't take his authority to...
So you weren't treating him like an authority figure?
Well, he's in the position of authority, but I don't think that what he's saying... He's asking me to do something in integrity with my job.
There's a higher authority.
He has a higher authority.
There is a higher, the Dharma. There's a Dharma that's higher than him.
Yeah, right. So I mean, it's against the Dharma of me serving people food that's healthy that he's violating. And even though he's in a position that's higher than me, I'm not going to allow him to violate.
Bill, do you know what your moon and rising in midheaven are also?
I'm not sure about the midheaven. I think it's in the north node. Could that be? Is that something?
Close, sometimes it is. But what about the moon?
Moon is Scorpio.
Really?
You know what time you were born?
Mine too.
I was born at 11:31 in the morning.
What?
11:31.
So the sun's probably in
11:31 a.m.?
A.m. So daylight sun.
Sun's probably in the 10th house, maybe not.
What day?
August 30th.
What year?
46.
You're rising.
What city?
Brooklyn, New York.
Virgo, which two signs? Virgo.
Do you know your rising sign?
Scorpio.
You said moon is Scorpio.
Oh, moon is Libra.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Rising sun is Scorpio. Okay.
Rising sun is Scorpio.
What? Moon is Libra and rising is Scorpio.
Right.
Okay, now you told me first that the moon was Scorpio, now you're saying that the moon is Libra.
No, moon is Libra and rising sun is Scorpio.
Yeah, Scorpio is two past. Yeah, that means your sun. Yeah, that would be right. In terms of the sun would have to be in the 10th house, and then your rising sign would probably be two or three past your sun sign. So your sun is...
How do you know what house the sun is in?
Because it's how you're born. In other words, if you're born at 6 a.m., your sun is on the...
Okay.
So if you're born at noon, your sun's probably right in the 9th or 10th house.
Okay.
If you're born at noon, your rising sign is going to be probably 3 to 4 signs.
Past. All right. So I want to draw this little picture of this on the board.
Okay.
Because we want to see why this guy is such a tough guy. Why, whenever anybody comes to him with emotional authority or with real authority or with spiritual authority, he tells them basically, okay, I understand that you want to do it that way, but this is the way we're going to do it because this is the way I'm
don't waste my man.
It's okay to have fun, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We had fun with Dominic. So, is it all right with you?
Absolutely fine.
Okay.
It's okay with you?
I just love your t-shirt.
Oh, my t-shirt. You just love what?
My
t-shirt.
What does it
say?
Animals in there. Birds. I've never seen the
t-shirt.
Looks
like a little person.
Are you guys comfortable?
I wanted to ask the same thing. Is everybody comfortable here with what we're doing and the slow pace that we're taking this at? Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Then I could open the door if people get hot. We can
yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. So what we do here, Bill, is we draw the four states, the waking state, the dreaming state, the causal state, and the supercausal state. And the waking state is the masculine body, which is ruled by the sun sign. The dreaming state is the feminine body, and it's ruled by the moon. And the causal state, and we can look up the supercausal if we just look in the computer. sorry, let's see. The causal body I just draw it like this. This is a necktie. Okay, when the sun is in Virgo, we put a number one in the identity type thinks according to the thought number one. And it's an inward directed, say this is the outside world over here. Excuse me. Another half hour has gone by.
Wait, what is inward?
And I have to take a little...
Inward directed will.
I have to take a little swig of my lemon water.
Out.
So I can keep my...
Bidirectional is Taurus.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
Now this is an expressive attitude, number one, and we call it inward-directed will. So and we draw a hand pushing a button, and we draw a frame around the button.
And who's this little guy in the red?
He's Virgo identity type.
Okay.
He's a Virgo thought processing instrument, psychic instrument in the mind that creates... Virgo shape of thoughts out of sense perceptions.
And that's a causal body?
The causal body is this body over here, which is related to the rising sign. This is a waking state, okay? So we're going to put here waking. Okay, this is dreaming. And you say that this, she thinks according to Libra, which is number two. Libra is number two in the zodiac. Virgo is number one, and this is inward-directed sensation. So we draw an eye on her because she's looking, and her attention goes from one object to another, to another. And she says, oh, look at this, and oh, look at that, and oh, look at this, and oh, look at that, and so on. And she's receptive in her attitude. Expressive, he's expressive because number one is expressive, and she's receptive because number two, thought processing mechanism is a mechanism that makes thoughts that say, that person seems to me that they are need this and that, and I'm going to figure out how that I can get that for them without them having to say anything to me. And in a way that, and I'm going to do it in a way that is going to be like a little bit of a sacrifice of myself. So emotionally you have this attitude of sacrificing yourself for the benefit of others. But rationally, in the waking state, mentally, you have this attitude of wanting to tell others what you want them to do for you to satisfy your needs. So expressive, this hand means that he's aware of his needs and he's not aware of the needs of others. Except in his intuition, he's aware of the needs of others, but he doesn't identify with his intuition, he identifies with this. So she's aware of the needs of others and she's not aware of her own needs. So emotionally, you find yourself unaware of your own needs. You don't know how to get your emotional needs satisfied. And you're waiting for somebody to satisfy your emotional needs without you having to say anything to them. You have a feeling, if I have to say to somebody what I want them to do for me to satisfy my emotional needs, that I'm admitting that they don't really care about me anyway. So I'm not going to say anything to them, because if they really cared about me, they would know without me having to say anything. That's what receptive means. Okay, so you'll notice that you know how to ask for your cognitive needs, for your waking state needs, but you don't know how to ask to get your emotional needs satisfied. And because the causal body, number three, this is interesting because it just happens that it's one, two, and three. it's a coincidence. With me, it's 6, 2, and 11. With Jonathan, it's 8. It's funny. It's 8, 9, and 10 with you. Yeah. With Dominic,
10, 4, and 1.
It's 10, 4, and 12.
12, I mean.
With Ramdas, it's 4, 3, and 10. So these numbers are coincidental with the sun, moon, and rising.
So I was concerned, like you said, the causal body here is a rising sun, right? That's,
yeah.
And what's the next one? What is it? Dreaming, emotional.
This is it right here.
And it's
moon
sign. Libra.
It's a moon sign.
Yeah. Okay. The moon determines, okay. The sun determines this, the moon determines that, and the rising determines the way that body thinks.
Okay.
So we have three different bodies. We have four different bodies. I can't draw the other one here because
it'll probably be at 12, but we don't know. It'll at least three or four earlier than the.
Right. It could be a 1. It could be a 12, or 11. It could be 11.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. 12. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. Depending on where the position of the rising is, it in like one degree of rising or 29 degrees.
It's usually 3 degrees back, but it could be 2 or 4 somewhere. So yeah, we don't know exactly. I say it's a 12. That's my guess, but we don't know.
Yeah.
1, 12, or 11.
Okay. But anyway, this guy is so strong. Right? When I say he knows how to get his waking state needs satisfied, but he doesn't know, because he's receptive in the emotion, he doesn't know how to get his emotional needs satisfied, and he is completely dependent on somebody volunteering to satisfy his emotional needs. Except in moments where he gets so disgruntled for waiting for so long, when somebody has been around and has had so many opportunities to satisfy his emotional needs and hasn't taken advantage of the opportunity, he say, "For God's sake, when are you going to do something for my emotional needs?"
That describes.
and then after the steam builds up, you know, it comes out in the form of an explosion, like a steam pot. You know, when it blows up, it blows up. And the energy is just going in every direction and no control over it. And when it blows up, it expresses itself through the waking state. And the waking state is going, where the hell is all this energy coming from? Why am I talking like this? Why am I saying this kind of stuff to her? And that's what's going on. Okay. Since he was a little boy, it's been like that. Now this part of the mind makes long-range plan decisions. It knows how to organize your life over a longer period of time. And it knows about rules and regulations and morals and ethics. But it's also receptive, like the emotional mind. It's called Scorpio, and we call that inward-directed discrimination. So, while the outside world is here, all of these focuses are inward-directed. And so, there's a lot going on in the life of this individual where changes are happening in the outside world, and because he's seeing the world on the inside, after it's reflected back to him from deeper inside, there are a lot of changes that have happened out there, and he hasn't been aware that they happened. And somebody else will say to him, hey, well, this happened. Did you know? No, I didn't know. What? Something happened? Really? I didn't notice. I didn't see it.
It makes me very excited.
Doesn't have any interest to me what happened.
Well, and then, well, you didn't see it? Well, what the hell is the matter with you, you know? Well, what do you mean? Why am I supposed to see it? I didn't see it. I didn't see it happen. How could I see it happen? I was focused on something that was going on in here. I was focused on some actions that were going on in here. I was trying to get something done in there, and something's going on, and there's a big change that happens in the outside world, and he's not apprised of it. Somebody else has to tell him, or he has to, you know, pick it up later, or when it's too late, usually. Anyway, he says, well, you know, I feel like I have these emotional needs, and the emotional body is responsible for expressing those, but because she doesn't express them, because she's receptive, he says, okay, I'm going to express them. So he uses his waking state way of thinking to express his emotional needs. And so when he expresses his emotional needs, it comes out kind of rational, like reasonable, you know, rather than emotional. When he goes to make long-range plans or express his attitudes about how the future should be and how morals and ethics and rules and regulations should be organized and so on and so forth, he doesn't really take any input from that part of the mind. He says, well, you know what? You see things that way. I'm structured like this. This is how I see it. And so I'm going to do it like that. Okay, so here you have a dream where Ugrasena comes. And he says, hey, Sahadev, I want to put this blue cheese in the lunch. And Sahadev says, well, Ugrasena is my boss, and he has a right to say what he wants. But I'm going to say this. I don't like it. So he looks at the blue cheese and he sees mold on the blue cheese. There's no mold on the blue cheese, let me tell you. Sorry, Ugrasena. We're not putting this in there because it's got mold on it. And Ugrasena is going, look, the blue cheese is great. The people will like it, and they'll be happy, and they'll like me for having put it in there. You know why? Because the people need this kind of food. There's a lack of nurturing and caring for the people that's going on in this scene, and they need this kind of blue cheese, and because you aren't willing to give them things that they really need, because you don't know what you need emotionally, you don't know what you need for nurturing, and loving and caring for, I'm telling you that this blue cheese is going to solve your problem. You know, and they'll he's saying that they'll like him for having put it in there, right? Mm. But they'll be much more happy with Sahadev too. They'll be much more happy with Sahadev because there's a lack of
emotional
nurturing and caring that's going on in the form of food. And now tell me, do you like blue cheese?
I love blue cheese.
Woo-hoo! You love blue cheese. Okay, good. Does she like blue cheese?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't think so.
Oh, so you don't think she does. So if Uger Singh wants her to have blue cheese, no, forget it, right? I like blue cheese, but she doesn't. Do you know this?
That I like blue cheese and she doesn't?
You know this?
Yes.
Do you like blue cheese? You don't like it? What do you like?
Probably goat cheese.
You like goat cheese?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about goat cheese?
It tastes good.
You like it? Mm-hmm. Okay, can we put goat cheese in these lunches?
Sure.
Instead of blue cheese?
Sure.
Okay. Well, could we also put blue cheese in because Uger Sena wants it in there?
As long as it doesn't have mold on it.
Pardon me?
As long as it doesn't have mold on it.
No, what if Uger Sena says, you know what, this blue cheese is good blue cheese. It'll make the people happy. And you say to yourself, you know what, maybe Uger Sena is right.
Okay.
Maybe Uger Singh has got a way of looking at this whole thing that's a good way to look at it.
Okay.
Why don't you take a look? It is a mold thing. What does a mold look like?
Oh,
it's all fuzzy.
Can I sit down?
Excuse me.
It's all fuzzy?
Yeah, you ever see cheese when it gets fuzzy on it? You know,
okay. Now look, I want to tell you, there's no mold on it.
Get another perspective on this.
We're going to have to investigate the cheese.
We want to investigate the perspectives. There's
a perspective. I actually feel that it's okay to use the moldy blue cheese. Somehow or another, people won't get sick.
You realize that?
I have this feeling about it.
Okay, now...
That even if I gave them the moldy blue cheese, they somehow or another they might not get sick.
Okay, can you still see the dream where Uber Santa is there talking to you about the blue cheese?
Yeah.
Okay, now, when you have this other perspective,
right.
Sahadev, can you look at Uber Santa, who's there with you trying to get you to use the blue cheese, and you realize maybe it's okay to do it like this?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, what does he look like now in comparison to the way he looked before?
He looks happier.
He looks happier?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the way he looks?
I feel good.
What do you mean? Yeah. How do you feel in comparison to the way you felt before?
Softer.
Softer. Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, I'm open to a different possibility.
Okay. What about that other possibility? Is it a probability?
Probability meaning?
That the people will probably not get sick from this cheese.
I'd say it's more a possibility than a probability.
Okay. Now, what I want to invite you to do is to ask yourself while you're looking at Uger Sena. Mm. Uger Sena is coming to me with a request.
Right.
Uger Sena is trying to elicit something from me.
Right.
He's trying to get me to cooperate with him in a little project.
Right.
And it's because he knows that he needs something from me, but he doesn't know how to ask for it.
Right.
So he's going in this roundabout way over this stupid moldy cheese issue. Trying to get me to become gentle or softer towards the fact that he needs something from me. And rather than coming out and directly saying, you know, Sahadev, this is what I need. I would like you to do this for me and to do it in a charming way where he actually gets you to cooperate with him. So what I would like you to consider is, you know what? This guy needs something from me. I don't very often give him what he wants or what he needs. But right now, I'm in kind of a mood where I would like to just ask myself, what does he really need from me? And because I'm in a little bit of a softer attitude toward him, maybe I'll be able to discover something inside of me about him. So what I'm asking you to do is look at him and ask yourself, what does he really need from me? And ask, are you soft enough so that you can discover that?
He needs me for me to like him.
He needs for you to like him. Oh, well, that's almost an impossibility. Who could like who we're saying?
You guys know him?
Okay, so let's try something else. Oh my goodness. God has brought here the ultimate challenge. God has brought the ultimate challenge. If I like Uber saying that, that's going to be a real big sacrifice on my part. I don't know anybody who's willing to do that, do you? Is it true?
Is it true? I think
it's true. It's pretty hard to like what you're saying, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I could scrape the mold off of it and then dessert.
I know. That's a linear solution to the problem. That way you could get away with putting the blue cheese in.
And
you wouldn't have to like Uber saying that the matter would be handled.
Right.
And then but he would be coming back tomorrow with another.
No, something else.
Yeah, and so you're going to just have to settle this thing between you and Uber saying that, and so that he can quit giving you nightmares, so that he can quit confronting you where you have to go to Guru Mai to get the solution to the problems that he's presenting to you. And
plus, you got 100 pounds of cheese to scrape mold off. You don't want to be doing all that.
And it's all building up inside of there because it isn't being handled. Okay, so if we treat this like trying out for a play on a Broadway stage,
okay.
You know, it isn't really Uber saying that.
Okay.
It's something part of you that looks like Uber saying that.
Okay.
It's that rising sign there. That
number three.
Yeah. And and if you like him, you will actually be opening up an avenue of communication between one part of yourself and another part of yourself, where you will be allowing affection to flow from one part of your body to another part of your body. Because the Ugrasena is the legs.
Why is that?
Because it's the causal body. Causal body is reflected in the legs. The dreaming state is reflected in the torso. And the waking state is reflected in the arms and the way that Jonathan has drawn that picture here with the dotted lines separating the four parts of the body.
Superpuzzles the feet.
This is the waking state, this is the dreaming state, this is the causal, and this is the supercausal. Yeah. Okay. And the energy is all being locked up in the waking state. And it isn't flowing to the torso and to the legs. And so what's going to happen here is if I can get you to cooperate with the intuition that's going on in your mind of liking Ugrasena, it will open some blocked up floodgates of affection that will allow the energy of affection and respect and nurturing to be able to flow down to the legs. That's a promise.
Ah.
And you can prove that I'm wrong by not liking Ugrasena. And I actually don't even want you to like Ugrasena. What I'm going to ask you to do, Sahajet, is to go inside the way that I asked Dominic, and to formulate the intention. You know what? Don't even look at Ugrasena. Just think, this guy wants me to like him. What he's trying to do is he's trying to get me to like him. Let me know that he wants me to like him by getting me to put blue cheese into the lunches of all the people. Because he wants people to like him, and that's just a symbol for the fact that he wants me to like him. Okay? And so then you say, all right, do I have it in my heart to like him? Well, no. But am I willing to pretend? Am I willing to formulate the intention? You know what? I'm just gonna like him. I'm just gonna muster whatever it takes, and I'm gonna like him. Can you feel it? Okay, what do you feel?
Well, I feel like he's changing. He's getting lighter and softer. He's not so...
not such an asshole.
Yeah.
Ogre.
Yeah, he's not sort of a dictator. He's not so dictatorial.
He's not so.
Not so victorious.
So you became softer.
Yeah.
You became more generous towards him.
Right.
And that softened him.
Right.
And he became
softer.
Okay. Now when you say to yourself, can you say to yourself these words, I am going to muster whatever it takes to like Ugrasena, and I'm genuinely going to like him. Now, I'm not asking you to like him. I want you to really get the distinction.
Okay.
I only want you to talk yourself this way, to say to yourself, I am going to like him, and to really mean it.
I'm going to like him and really mean it?
I'm going to like this Ugrasena, yeah.
Yeah, Ugrasena and really mean it.
And how do you feel? Do you feel any resistance?
Feel resistance, but I don't feel enthusiasm.
Okay. Now, you know what? When you like somebody,
yeah.
when you have him liking you, do you want him to like you with enthusiasm?
Very much so.
Yeah. When you want her to like you, do you want her to like you with enthusiasm?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Enthusiasm is a necessary ingredient.
I think so.
Okay. So,
I like him, but not really.
I'm gonna like him, but not with any enthusiasm.
I like you with no enthusiasm.
Okay, and so then we go and we say, well, you know, Guru Maya one time gave a talk about enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
And she mentioned, remember it?
Yeah.
We just read it. Remember
how important enthusiasm is?
Yeah.
So now, if you're going to like Uber saying that. Would it be better to like it with enthusiasm?
It probably would, yeah.
Okay, so can you say to yourself, I must muster whatever it takes to really like Uber Sena, the way that he needs to be liked from me, with enthusiasm. And I see that he needs for me to like him. And I want to like him in such a way that his need for being liked gets satisfied. With enthusiasm. And tell me if you feel any resistance anywhere in your body.
No, I must need to muster whatever it takes to like Ubisan with enthusiasm.
Okay, very good. I appreciate you going through this. Where I'm at is that you recognize that he needs you to like him.
Right.
Okay. Now that is a need that exists inside of his heart.
Right.
Ogre Santa has a heart. Okay, for just a moment. For just a moment, we'll say he has a heart. Okay. And in his heart, he needs to be liked.
Okay.
He's manifesting it by saying, if we put this blue cheese in the lunch, and everybody will like me. Oh boy, does this guy need to be liked, right?
He's like the Tin Man. Needs a heart in the Wizard of Oz.
Good, good.
Okay,
okay. You have the capacity now to bestow this onto Uber Sena.
Okay.
And we can all like him.
Right.
Jesus, I mean, I never liked him. You never liked him. You wouldn't like him. You probably never. You didn't care whether you liked him or not.
I didn't have much enthusiasm for that.
But I'm the Wizard of Oz, and I can give him a heart.
Pardon me?
I'm the Wizard of Oz, and I can give him a heart.
Okay. Go ahead. But you have to muster it from deep inside of your soul.
It's challenging.
That's challenging. Okay, now. Now, where do you feel the challenge?
I think it's in the temple.
In the right temple?
Yeah.
Not the left temple. Okay. All right. So now let's say.
But he doesn't have to really like him, we're saying. He just has to form the intention to like him. Is that correct?
That's correct. And this is what I have said.
Right.
And it's hard to keep a hold of that part of it.
The intention to like him?
Yeah. I am going to like him, and I am going to like him so much that I am going to do the equivalent of bestowing a heart onto the Tin Man, like in The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And it isn't that you see yourself doing it, it's only that you promise yourself that you are going to do it. Because as you talk yourself into it, your identity type will become afraid that you are going to do something that it isn't telling you to do. See, your intuition is telling you to like Ugra Sena,
right.
Not your identity type.
No.
So your hypothesis of yourself doesn't like Ugra Sena and is not inspired to like him.
Right.
But your higher hypothesis of yourself
right.
is inspired to like Ugra Sena. So there is a part of you. Do you know anybody who likes Ugra Sena?
No.
Do you know any man in the ashram?
No.
In the history of the ashram who liked Ugra Sena? Did Guru Maya ever like Ugra Sena?
I think she did.
I don't think she liked him.
Oh, wait a minute.
There must be something good about this guy. And he's a good guy at all. He has a soul,
well,
he has a heart.
Like to put people in
that?
Positions that push other people's buttons. So she liked having people like him.
Or has God put him on this planet?
Okay.
George was like that, too. George was the same way. He would always come around and push people's buttons.
Right.
Know? And she liked that he did that.
But he had a wife, Tara.
Right. She didn't like him either. They got divorced.
I know, but she was Tara was a great woman.
She was.
She had a heart.
She did.
She was a person of real substance.
She looks great now.
And one time, she was standing up in the hall, and Guru Mai said, "This is Tara. Her husband is Ugrasena. Ugrasena does not love his wife, Tara. So she's living with a man who does not love her."
Jeez.
She said that?
Holy.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Guru Mai was very very upfront. She wasn't afraid of hiding anything.
Yeah.
Okay. But now Ugrasena is a picture out of the waking state experience in the world that is dramatizing a dynamic that is going on between the waking state and the causal body inside of this man's psyche.
Right.
And so Ugrasena is the symbol for that.
Right.
Okay? But it's a symbol that's showing this guy's attitude towards the message that he's getting from this part of his psyche.
Right.
And it's showing a dislike that this part of the psyche is having for this part of the psyche, which is reflected in this part of the psyche, this part of the body, not liking this part of the body and disrespecting it and not wanting to get along with it and not wanting to cooperate with it, not wanting to consider anything that it's telling him. Okay? And so when you think about it this way, then you can see that there's something in it for you too, if you like Ugrasena.
I might like this part of my body instead of just... Okay.
That you're blocking energy flowing to this part, and that no manipulation and no pills and no other stuff can break this block loose, except this changing this attitude towards that asshole. Okay? Now, because that is symbolizing an attitude that this part of the psyche has towards this part of the psyche. And this is all you. It looks like Ugrasena in the dream.
Right. No, I fully understand.
Okay, good. Got it. More enthusiastic about changing it? Okay, let's try it. You know exactly what you have to do now, right? You have to say, I must muster the enthusiasm.
I must muster the enthusiasm.
To satisfy the need in Ugrasena's heart.
Satisfy the need in Ugrasena's heart.
To be liked by me. Ugrasena needs me to like him.
Ugrasena needs me to like him.
And I am willing to do that for the glory of God.
And I am willing to do that for the glory of God.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel the enthusiasm coming?
Trickling.
Okay. Okay, so what's happening there? A little trickling of it? Good. Do you like the taste of it?
Yeah, it is.
You like the flavor of it?
It's good.
Okay, it is totally wonderful. It's amazing, Sahadev, when it happens. And what this is the identity getting out of the prison of the thought,
right,
and into the space between the thought and the intuition in the area of Supreme Mind Consciousness Awareness,
right,
where all energy blocks are unlocked,
right,
and the energy flows through the entire system. And then we know what to do in our life right now that is going to help you to have a better plan for your future than you've got right now. That's going to help you in with a better waking state relationship to rules and regulations in life. Morals and ethics. Okay? It's going to unlock the teacher You have a teacher, a wonderful teacher, inside of you. Right now, this teacher is taking the face of Ugrasena. Okay? Sahadev can develop a relationship with this Ugrasena to unlock the teacher inside of himself. To where this teacher comes out with deeper, much more profound influence. Okay. So now, are you done with it, or do you want to try it again, one more time?
All right, I'll do it again.
Let's do it again, okay. So now, we're not going to like Ugrasena. We're not going to give him a heart. We're going to recognize that in his heart, he needs me to like him. And that I'm going to promise myself that I am going to, in fact, like him in such a way that I'm going to do it with enthusiasm. With a kind of enthusiasm that would please Guru Mai, where she would realize that her talk on enthusiasm had bore fruit with me. Okay, is it too much or?
No, it's not too much.
Okay, good. You want to try it?
Sure.
Okay, we're rooting for you.
Okay, I'm gonna like enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I am going to like
Ugrasena
with enthusiasm. Yeah. But you look at him while he's telling you about the moldy cheese in the kitchen. You get that picture there.
Yeah.
And you're there wanting to not do the moldy cheese thing. But you're saying, you know what? He's just here. All he wants is for me to like him. So I'm going to just like him.
I'm going to like him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to like Ugrasena with enthusiasm. Even if he wants me to put moldy cheese in the lunch.
I'm going to do it in such a way that nobody will get sick.
I'll do it in a way that nobody will get sick.
Do you feel good about that? That nobody will get sick?
Yeah, I feel good that nobody's
sick. Okay, now look at him and tell me what he looks like.
He's beaming.
He's beaming.
He's beaming. Very happy.
He's very happy.
Yeah, he's
okay.
He's sitting with his thumbs on his.
Okay, good. Now look at the cheese and tell me what the cheese looks like.
Cheese looks beautiful.
Is there mold on it?
No mold.
No mold. See?
Why would you say that?
Even you can eat this cheese. There's no mold on it.
Right. This never was molded.
Okay. Now, this is interesting, right?
Yeah.
Can you stand up a second, Bill, please?
Yeah.
Can you walk a little bit? Can you tell me whether you feel anything? Can you feel any energetic movement in your body as a result of this?
Yeah, I feel lighter and more energized.
You feel lighter and more energized.
Yeah.
Because what this does is it's an awakening and an allowing of the kundalini to move in the body. And you feel lighter, like Dominic said, he felt lighter.
I feel it in my head, too. I mean, it's lingering.
Mm.
It's amazing.
I don't know what light and heavy means, and so when you say, I feel lighter, can you say what that means?
Well, lighter being, it's easier to move. You know, if you're lighter, if you're heavier, then it's, you're more contracted. If you're lighter, then there's more ease of movement.
Okay. Then let's do this movement. You're there with Ugrasena in the kitchen. He has said, I want to put this blue cheese in the lunches. And you call Guru Mai in and say, Guru Mai, look. Look, we're putting this blue cheese in the lunch and everybody's going to be happy, liking Ugrasena. And what did she say?
That's good. He needs to be liked. Somebody needs to like him.
Okay. Okay. Now, Bill. Can you go hug Ugrasena?
Yeah, I can.
Can you go hug that bastard?
I can.
Can you go hug him? Now, what I see here is Guru Mai.
is
this part of the psyche, the supercausal body, and she's talking to the waking state. And she's saying, everybody in here needs to like this part of the psyche.
Right.
Okay? So you look at Ugrasena where he's standing up like this and you say, Ugrasena, and you just hug him.
Right.
Can you do that in your mind's eye right now?
I can.
Okay. How do you feel about hugging that?
I feel good about hugging him.
Okay. Ugrasena's really a beautiful guy, isn't he?
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah.
opinion of him has changed. This is an accomplishment. This is a real accomplishment. An Ugrasena, let him be this kind of a light in your life from here on out. You know, as you look back on your memory of him, try to see him in this situation. And that will always help you in this relationship between the waking state, which is expressive and knows what it wants, and the causal state, the rising sign, which is receptive and doesn't know how to say what it wants. Yeah, especially if you're Leo in the supercausal, which is often the case. But one of the things that we can do, how are your shoes? What are your shoes like? Do you pay much attention to shoes?
No, I do.
See, he pays attention
to his shoes.
You pay attention to his shoes? Does he care about his shoes?
No.
He doesn't have Leo rising, Leo midheaven then.
Why not?
With Scorpio rising and Leo midheaven, like I know two women who were students of mine in London, and they got 60 pair of shoes in their closet they'd never worn yet. They see shoes in the shoe store, and they go in and buy them, and they take them home and put them in their closet. Because, and this one, Stephanie, who's coming here this weekend, she'll be here for a couple of weeks. You guys should come and meet her. whenever she goes out with a guy, if she doesn't like his shoes, she won't have any fun on the date, and she won't go out with him anymore.
Jesus.
Wait, so you don't think it's a 12? You think it's 11?
I think it's either a 1 or a... Or 11. We can look it up.
Yeah, let's look it up.
Okay, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.